The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Matt Phipps has enjoyed an impressive career in the creative brand building and operational part of the business arena. Today, his entrepreneurial talent and experience are what drive him to continue to create the vision and direction of his company, Blends. Before founding Blends, Matt spent 6 years in various founding and executive roles in brand marketing agencies and served as a project and marketing manager at Borland, Cisco, and Household Credit Services for more than 7 years. Joining us from Campbell, California, to share his insights on brand building and other delights is Matt Phipps. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. Doing well, thanks.
You bet.
If you would, if you could share the thought process that initially led to the creation of your company, Blends.
Sure. Really created the idea and the concept for Blends out of just what I felt was a niche that was missing in the restaurant industry. I was busy, as you just gave with my intro, with various different marketing agencies, corporate environments, and just often found myself very busy working throughout the days, working through meals, and would often find myself just starving in the afternoon, didn't have a chance to go and sit down and get something to eat. I don't have the time to take and sit down at a cafe, and you find yourself just going to fast food and grabbing something quick and convenient, but then hating yourself about an hour later. So really started seeing that there wasn't anybody kind of attacking and filling that need and that void. So really started concepting what that could be and put together the model of Blends.
Very cool. Briefly for our listening audience, what is Blends?
Sure. Blends is we're a healthier fast food concept, and we're based on four main product lines. Toss-to-order salads, where our customers can get their unique salad by choosing their own toppings and greens, and we toss it fresh for them. Grilled panini sandwiches, including breakfast panini sandwiches, quesadillas, and various different varieties of meat and vegetarian options. We do smoothies and fresh squeezed juices, as well as gourmet soups. And then even some of our locations, depending upon where they are in their model in that area, we do coffee and espresso as well.
Sure.
So really the design is just creating a healthier food, but at that same speed and convenience as the traditional fast food.
Thanks for that. I'm curious, how did your previous experience in the corporate side of things, how does that now informing the work you're now doing in terms of the development of this brand and business, and even on the operational side?
Sure. Great question. My background is in branding and in marketing and running businesses. And a franchise company really has, in my opinion, two main focuses. And number one is to building systems and support infrastructure for our franchisees. And the other is branding the model so that more and more people know about it, not only to attract new franchisees, but also to help the current franchisees and get the consumers to know what the model is and what they're going to get there. So my background included everything from developing brands for other companies, and the brand is much more than just a look and a logo, but really a voice and a passion and the whole feeling and driving force behind a company. And so having experience in that and building that for other companies, as well as companies that I founded and was a co-founder of, that really lent well to developing a franchise system. And then really from a food perspective, again, kind of like I mentioned earlier, I really looked at what I liked and how the consumer would feel. So I really built this model from almost the front door back instead of building it from a kitchen forward. So it really is consumer friendly, enjoyable, comfortable. We have free Wi-Fi. We have music. We have TV in most of our locations. And it really just makes a nice environment for consumers.
Very cool. I'm curious, when you're taking, whether it's your company or the external companies you talked about, the others that you worked for, when you're harnessing that thing we call brand, where does that come from? Where does the core to start to define who are we, what business are we in? If you could just kind of describe sort of what's behind that process for you.
Sure. Branding is the key. I mean, it really is, it starts usually with the founders, and what is their vision for this company. I mean, the mission statements and vision statements and all that sort of things are oftentimes a little overused or just a plaque hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
But really, when it comes down to what is your brand, it is the vision, and it's kind of that driving force that the founder or the leader at that time is putting behind the company. What do we want to be? Who do we want to be? And that really then needs to translate down across all the personnel involved, across the, in our case, the franchisees who become involved, in our case, the type of people we want to attract, and the type of charity and community service type of work that we get involved in.
Yeah.
So it really is an all-encompassing thing. Oftentimes when people see brands, they may just think of, what does it look like? What's the logo look like? What are the color schemes? You know, what does the letterhead look like? But it's so much more than that. It's really the voice, the values. What do you stand behind? What are things that you would do? What are things that you would never do? And so a lot of that usually comes out of almost second nature from a founder or a leader, but it also can be much more documented and much more structured, so that new people who come on who maybe weren't around at that very beginning and feel that passion and see that can know what they're getting into and to know what kind of values to uphold.
There's a huge emotional component to all of this.
Absolutely. I think, it's... business is, something that I feel very passionate about, and certainly as a founder, I think you always have that link to what you started, you wouldn't have done it, and you really want to make sure that your company is consistent and has the integrity behind the reasons why you started it.
Thanks,
and certainly business plans change over time, they always do, and they adapt, but that doesn't mean that, kind of the core values of whether it's how you treat your customers or how you, coach and foster the growth of your employees, that, those are types of things that never really change.
We're visiting with Matt Phipps, founder and president. He's the chief executive officer of Blends Franchise System. That's WWBLENDZ.com, a new healthy fast food concept. So really, when you're in the business of setting up franchise units, you're also in the business of putting other entrepreneurs in business, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about your approach to bringing new franchisees on board, and maybe a little bit behind what does your program look like?
Sure. When we, look to bring new franchisees on board, I had mentioned a little bit about the brand. You want to make sure that they're aligned with the same ideals. What do they want to do? If they are somebody who just wanted to do a business, we certainly could be, a niche for that, but certainly also here at our relative infancy, we want to find people who are passionate about what we're doing and trying to bring a healthier fast food to the nation. So we want to find, we certainly want to find their ideals. We want to find out how do they work in a system, because a franchise is a system. It is different than being just a straight entrepreneur. It's usually people who have an entrepreneurial drive and passion, but they, they also want some structure and some guidance on how to do it. And that's what, our system as a franchise model really gives them. We give them basically a business in a box. How do you start up? What sort of things do you need to do for the personnel side of things, for the permitting side of things, for site selection, for once you're open, how do you market? How do you manage your financials? Those are all things that we provide in a system and a model that we train them. We go through 4.5 weeks of training with them to make sure that they really get that, as well as ongoing training sessions and always, regular support that we provide.
Is your model customized in any way in terms of location selection or the particulars of an individual or a couple or what have you that want to get in the business?
We have a full-size model that is usually about 12 to 1,400 square feet in terms of the location that we look for.
Yeah.
We also have an express model, which allows us to operate in a smaller environment. And we have a couple of unique environments right now where we're in a boutique car wash location that's been around for 40 years and gets over 1,000 customers a day coming through that car wash. We're also the first of its kind inside of a BMW dealership here in Northern California.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And and that, you know, really creates a unique environment, a place for us to actually work as a win-win with that that partner. So in the case of BMW, we're able to provide food and services for not only their customers but their employees, and really make a much better environment for their customers in terms of service that they wouldn't have the expertise to perform without us. So it's been we look for those different types of opportunities, and there's a lot of them out there.
One sort of behind-the-scenes question, just rolling back a bit. If you could change one thing about the way you planned, the way this thing unfolded, a challenge that you encountered, if you could change something about your approach, is there something you could point to that might be instructive for the audience?
Well, there's always things that you learn along the way, and I think
right.
there's the challenges, and I actually always tell our prospective franchisees that what you're doing when you're buying into a franchise is you're buying in to accelerate past all the pain and suffering that I did over the last several years, because it really is. I mean, anybody who starts something on their own is going to go through these sort of challenges. You can't predict everything, and I think building a great team is the most important thing, mm-hmm. and identifying those people who can help you, build that, because you certainly can't do it all on your own.
Yeah.
And, flushing that out. I mean, I think, I'm a little bit of a gunslinger and saw the idea and the opportunity and just went out and did it and started forming a lot of the other pieces around it as I was moving forward.
I love the bravery. That's pure entrepreneurship.
It is. I mean, that's real entrepreneurship,
Ready.
And you just kind of do it. And that's the way a lot of entrepreneurs do it. Mm-hmm. The ideal way all the books and the classes tell you to do is write your business plans and poke holes in it and fill them up and get all your funding and do everything perfectly.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. And
right.
So I think the main thing that the advice that I would give is, get a plan together, get people to give you advice who are in the industry, but you just got to pull the trigger. You go.
You can't be afraid to move.
If you don't do it, somebody else will do it.
That's beautiful. I love that. Such pure entrepreneurship you're demonstrating there. I was going to ask about the scope of Blends right now. How many units do you have? What are some of the benchmarks you're shooting for in the near and distant future?
Sure. We currently have 15 total units and in various stages of development. We have 10 of them open, and the other 5 are going to be opening by the end of this year. And so we are looking to add on about another 20 here before the end of the year. So we're really starting to accelerate our growth through franchise. We've been around for about 5 years now.
Okay.
Took a couple of years to establish the model as corporate stores, and then created the franchise model. That took a little bit of time to create all the systems and support around that. And then now we're really starting to develop out our model and really advertise and promote the model as individual franchise ownership, as well as area director opportunities to actually grab into a larger territory and help us grow that territory and support that area throughout the country.
Fantastic. The company is Blends, BLENDZ. And for more information about franchising opportunities, I'm guessing, www.blendz.com. That's www.blends.com. We've been visiting with Matt Phipps. He's the founder, president, and CEO of this company, Blends. Matt, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
You bet. Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.
And we wish you the best.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.